Please explain how the Buddha believes in devas. Devas, ghosts, but not in a soul. Wouldn't these sort of spirits and souls fit into a similar realm? Well, the thing is that devas or ghosts, a soul is something that is if it's going to be something that's actually worth a soul, it should be fixed and stable. And that's the actual definition of a soul, in the sense of that's sort of the inner kind of being, but that is eternal, and that whether it's devas or ghosts or human beings or animals, I mean, it's all an impermanent process of these conditions arising and ceasing and constantly changing, and then moving between different realms, so that human beings get reborn as ghosts, they get reborn as devas, they go up and down, and devas drop into hell, they get reborn as humans. It's all this, which is what the word samsara as pertaining to the world of birth and death, the word samsara literally means is just the wandering on. Let's say that constant movement of being and becoming, and of course that happens in just in this say in this in being right now of that we experience as ourselves. There hasn't really been a time that is when we've been completely fixed and unchanging. It's just that's the nature of existence. So that's where the Buddha says, "Yeah, it's not. This is not self, because it isn't fixed. It isn't stable."